97.9 The Heel, Aaron Kick here with you in the studio, joined now by Victor Lewis to catch us up on what's trending in the world. Hello.
So I've got a couple things trending in the world, some of them more relevant to us than others. So let's start a little bit far-flung in this ambitious Jurassic Park-style plan to bring back the dodo, specifically from a company called Colossal Biosciences. I just wanted to bring this up mostly because how are you going to name your company Colossal Biosciences, dedicated to bringing back animals that no longer roam the earth and yet dinosaurs are not involved at all, but named Colossal. It's coming, right? Like, that is
probably
in your business plan. That's
yeah.
You probably don't say it to investors. You just wink really slowly and say you spared no expense.
You don't start with dinosaurs. You work your way up to dinosaurs. This is the boring part of Jurassic Park that got deleted from the movie. Like, the 30 years that John Hammond spent, like, recovering ancient insects,
just sinking money
and
into
just like
a lab,
gradually working his way up to like the Arcteryx or something like that.
No one's excited until he busts out a brontosaurus
exactly.
From somewhere. Singing on the show. All right, we need to move on. I've got other things I want to talk about. I like to ask you questions on this segment. That's something that I've learned I really like to do, is find a headline that isn't particularly relevant and turn it into a query. New Mexico is considering an official state aroma as something to be added to the litany of official state blanks.
All right.
Which I've never heard official state aroma, and I'm somewhat of an aficionado of state emblems.
Right.
So if the New Mexico state aroma is proposed as being that of roasted chilies.
Oh, okay.
What is North Carolina's state aroma?
I'm gonna go with the smell of a barbecue.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty obvious,
right?
For North Carolina, that's a big thing for us. Texas could also lay claim to that, though.
Fair. How about the salty sea air?
Salty sea air, maybe tinged with like some wood smoke from your local barbecue down on the East Coast. DG Martin's just going crazy
or
somewhere
the,
right now.
A third alternative, depending on what part of the state you're in, specifically in, if you're in the Charlotte area, would be the smell of like gasoline fumes from a NASCAR track.
Yeah, I was thinking about that. Our state aroma is probably roughly 800 parts per million of pine pollen. I think that's our official state aroma. Enough pollen that you can see it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I like the idea of a state aroma. I also like the idea.
I like composing it like a perfume. Instead of just focusing on one thing, we're sort of trying to amalgamate all the things.
Here at Black Phoenix Alchemy Lab, we have designed a scent for every state.
This is yet another business idea we have offhandedly developed here on Trends. Creating state-themed perfumes.
And just, like, have all of the visitor centers
That's
in all
so
of these states,
good.
Like, scented like the state.
Do not steal. Do not steal this
not
idea. Copyright right now. Victor Lewis and Aaron Keck, Trends, circa 2023.
Oh, man, you want to clear out every visitor center in New Jersey.
The official cologne of New Jersey. It just smells like gas fumes on the turnpike and just rotting beach fish.
It's gas fumes on the turnpike, Axe body spray for some reason, and of course...
Oh, for sure, it's got to have like a synthetic bro smell.
But you've forgotten the most important component of the New Jersey aroma, the salty sea air.
The salty sea air, the base for our entire East Coast line of fragrances.
We start with the base of the salty sea air.
And from there, we expound with all the things that make your area unique.
It's also not salty sea air. It's like the Ohio State University. It's the salty sea air,
it's,
no matter what.
It's not
what.
Just sea air. Yeah. It's the salty
sea
air. Man, that's a fantastic idea. I'm glad that just bringing this stuff up has developed in things that one day will just make me $1 billion.